Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I'm not really sure what point he was trying to make, but a lot of people on the internet were saying way overreach here, man.
I've heard people say that they want to do something like this in order to like prove some kind of point, but I never in my time of living thought someone would actually go through with it. And this TikToker named David Barton, who's 45 years old, actually did it. He faked his own death and held an entire funeral service in order to see how people really felt about him. He made a plan, along with his family, to actually make everyone in his life believe that he had died.
Which is his, like, immediate family. So his kids, obviously he didn't do this to his children, because that would just be, I think you would need to get arrested for child abuse. But he wanted also to prove a point to his family that they weren't spending enough time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was kind of like, this was also a way of him teaching a lesson, but punishing them, I think.
So, yeah. So his wife and his children, they decided to orchestrate a prank for all of their loved ones simply to see who cared about him, and went as far as to have his daughter actually go on social media and write a tribute to her father, which read, "Rest in peace, Daddy. I will never stop thinking about you. Why is life so unfair? Why you? You were going to be a grandfather, and you still had your whole life ahead of you. I love you. We love you. We will never forget you."
Now, so she's in on it or not in on
she's
it?
In
she's
on it.
In on it.
Though, okay. Just the wife and his children are in on it. No one else is in on it. And then she even went as far as, like, encouraging people to show up. Like, "If you loved my dad, I expect you to be there tomorrow to show how much you love and appreciated him." And literally all of these people are now at this funeral. There's someone recording the entire service, and they're on, like, a field of some sort. There's a nice amount of people there, too, like, just mourning him. And then he eventually, you see a helicopter show up at the service. The helicopter lands, and he gets off the helicopter and thanks everyone for coming and says to everyone, "This was literally a prank that I was trying to use in order to teach everyone a lesson about keeping in touch and about loving each other."
Wow.
He took just a direct flight from heaven.
My man dropped from the heavens and said, "Gotcha." Now,
when I watch this video, there are people standing around, and when he gets out of the helicopter, a few people run up to him and hug him and stuff, but everybody else just standing around. I was like, if it was me, I'd want people in tears running towards me. Tommy, yeah. You're back.
I think they were pissed.
Yeah.
Because so it was like mixed reactions. A few of the people were obviously like, "Oh my God, I'm glad you're okay." But there were a lot of people that were like, "Yo, how full you have to be of yourself?"
Yes.
"And how much of a narcissist do you have to be to do something like this to people?"
If I'm the son here, I'm like, "I'm not helping you out in this, man."
Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
No.
His next funeral, the real one, is going to suck because nobody's going to show up.
Yeah. I wouldn't go.
I went to the first one when you were alive.
You're getting one funeral out of me.
I ain't going to the sequel.
All right, so going into the weekend, she knew she had to, like, talk to her younger sister because there was a positive pregnancy test found in the house, and she needed to find out whose it was.
Yeah, she was emptying the trash, found this positive pregnancy test. Obviously, she's freaking out, but her sister had 5 other girls staying at the house for like a sleepover, so it could be any one of them. It could be any one of theirs. But if you live in worst case scenario land like me, I'm immediately thinking, this is my sister's. Uh-huh. She's 17. She's pregnant. What's going to happen? So she wants to tell her mom, but if she does and it's not her sister's, now she's worried, well, what if my mom runs off and tells somebody else's mom? And now I've just outed somebody and not given them the chance to own up to it. But she's also like, this is not my business. You know, do I really want to meddle in this? Why am I getting involved? But I think we were all in agreement that the best thing to do was to just go to the sister and be like, hey, yeah, what's going on? You need help. So
here's what I saw.
Yeah.
What's going on? So she emailed us back with an update from the weekend, and it says, first off, I want to say thank you for your time giving me advice. I followed your suggestions and approached my sister in a caring and non-confrontational manner. I let her know that I found the pregnancy test and that I wasn't sure if it was hers or a friend's, but that I was there to talk if anyone needed me. Well, my sister adamantly denied any knowledge about the test. She acted surprised and swore up and down that it wasn't hers and that she had no idea who it could belong to. So if my sister is telling the truth, then it's obvious that the test doesn't belong to her. But it seems odd that a friend would take a pregnancy test at our house with multiple girls there and my sister knows nothing about it. It also seems that if it wasn't hers and it belonged to a friend, she'd just tell me who, so I wouldn't be worried about her. Do I just give her the benefit of the doubt and hope that she's telling the truth, or should I tell our mom? I also happen to know the sister of one of the girls who was at the sleepover. I'm considering asking her to see if she has any knowledge of a pregnancy in the group. If my sister has been at the house and this happened, I'd hope she would tell me. Since there is a chance it could belong to my sister, I feel like she should know so she can also offer support. This is such a hard situation. Maybe I should just stay out of it from this point on. I don't know.
All right. So initially, when she adamantly denied it, I was like, there's no way you're having a sleepover and somebody takes a pregnancy test and you don't know about it. Like, that's the reason why you're having the sleepover is all of you are going to be there together to do this together, to be support, whatever. Like, girls have done this in the past. They will continue to do this.
So you think that they were all there just for the pregnancy test?
Oh, yeah. They planned this. They had a sleepover and somebody bought and brought the test because they knew one of the friends was going to take it and they were going to find out the results together.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I know.
Girls do that.
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Yeah, they're pregnancy parties. Yeah. You haven't heard about that.
It's because, you know, if you tell your friends, oh my God, I think I'm pregnant, and they'll be like, well, let's have a sleepover this weekend and you can come over and take a test and we'll see if it's like, yeah, I can totally see that scenario. Now, her adamantly denying it, my initial reaction was like, no way, she didn't know this was going down and somebody. But then I took a minute to let it digest and I go, this may be a fake friend group. So if her house may have been used as the place to take the pregnancy test without her knowing. Mm-hmm. So these could be girls that just like used her home to do this without her knowing. And that's why they didn't hide the test. They just threw it in the garbage can because they didn't care what happened to her. Mm-hmm. That also is a possibility. But now at this point, you do have a positive pregnancy test. Your sister's claiming not to know anything about it. And after sitting on it, maybe that's the case. And if that is true, she needs to reevaluate who her friends are. You got to tell mom. It's a minor who could potentially be pregnant. You got to tell your mom.
Mm. Oh, now you're bringing the law into it.
Call the law.
That changes everything.
You got to call your mom. Yeah, you got to tell mom.
I think it could definitely be a gossipy friend group. Like, maybe there was a friend there that took the pregnancy test without anybody knowing because she's like, well, if I take this pregnancy test and it comes out positive like it did, and you have all these fake friends who know you're taking this pregnancy test, and now you're in this hard situation where you don't really want people to know what you're going through, she probably wanted to do it, A, at somebody else's house, so of friends where your family's not going to just see this pregnancy test in the garbage, but B, maybe she didn't tell any of these like fake friends because she didn't want it getting out to the rest of the school.
I'm trying to put myself in this position as if it were my sister. This would be very tough for me because we always had like this kind of unwritten rule that we just don't go to our parents on each other. We figure it out together. And I wouldn't believe her if she told me this. So I probably would try to have like one more serious sit down with her about like, listen, I want you to keep it real with me because I'm concerned. And if you don't, I might have to go a different route and hope that that would help me get some truth out of her. And if it didn't, I really don't know what I would do.
I think she should go to the fathers of all these girls.
One by one, huh?
Yeah.
No. This is not going
to
do it.
Leave Bob out of it. Go right to the daddy.
That is possibly the worst advice Bert could have given in this scenario. Just get them all in a group chat. Yeah. I mean, out of a million different things you can do, that one comes in at 1 million.
Go to dad's.
No.
They'll handle it.
Who wants to be a grandfather?
The Bert Show.